This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. See, I can't talk now with this song on.
Why?
Because I'm trying to think of all them women he got in his video, and Angela and Marsha and Cindy and...
Hey.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning, October the 27th, with a Mambo number 5. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all in Roswell.
Out in Roswell.
And especially the Roswell police.
Okay.
Yeah. I also want to give a shout-out to KB, too, from off the hook.
Okay, you know,
He on the road out the road. He ain't asked nobody could he go no place.
No.
What's wrong with you, man?
He's moving around. He's moving around.
Better get back there and open the shop up tomorrow.
He ain't in there on Monday.
I'm expecting. And by the way, Maurice's supposed to be calling us today, too.
He always supposed to call us.
Which means we won't get a call.
We won't get a call from Maurice.
Not at all. Yeah, what was I?
What happened? What happened? What's wrong?
I was saying something here, and I stopped. And
why did you stop?
I don't know, because I started saying.
In mid-thought.
I was the Roswell police. That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you a story that has to do with the Roswell police, coming up during casting call of something that happened this past week.
Oh.
And I got to see them at work up close.
Really?
Not only up close, I got to see some of their equipment. It was it was exposed.
Okay.
At least it looked like where we were at.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about that, but I want to thank them because they came in and took care of a situation.
Okay.
And so this is all very positive. So I wanted to spend a moment, and I will tell you after the during the 7:40 break when I do casting call, how I need to reach out and thank, or why I need to reach out and thank the Roswell police.
Okay.
All right. Everybody's good.
Everybody good.
But that wasn't the case when I saw them last. So I don't make it up to Holcomb Bridge that much, you know, and where I was at, but that was had to go up there. In fact, I got to do something similar to that on Monday. Which I'll tell you about next week.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I got
all right now.
Man, I'm like a minute and a half from being able to release a picture that I've been sitting on for 2.5 years. And you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, right? November 15th, when this movie comes out, I got not only that, they had a picture in this place we were at this week, and I just stood next to it and I took a picture. So I'm really standing next to the two principals that are in Red One, but it's a longer story.
I finally saw the trailer, by the way. It looks good.
I'm excited about that. I haven't been excited about this, you know, because now I know that I'm in it. I'm in the movie. Not only that, Tyler Perry's putting stuff out for Beauty in Black.
Okay.
And I'm literally on the front page of the IMDb IMDb page for that, too. I never thought I would have that. I'm tooting my own horn for a minute. I need to shut up.
Oh, that's great stuff,
I was just
man.
About to start that, Greg. I was just about to start that show.
That's right. It did come out. I thought it wasn't until the end of the year.
Yeah,
24th.
One of my reviewers already did a one of my YouTube reviewers I watch already did a review on it. So I was going to watch the show so I could see what they said about Greg.
No.
Ooh,
I am. Uh-oh, listen, uh-oh. I will tell you what I am because I don't care. It's not anything, you know, integral to the plot. I am playing a role that who's the biggest actor you can think of. Whoever it is, they played this role at one point. So it's like a rite of passage. I am a butler. And there ain't a movie star other than, you know, maybe some ladies, but male, big-time star that can tell you at one point in their career they played a butler.
Okay.
Some big ones that played them lately. You know, Forrest Whitaker, Samuel L.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So all of them had that story of playing a butler once. And I'm a butler in this one. I can't say anything more because actually, you know. You guys can look at and when you see it, you tell me how come because I don't know how it's edited. I don't know what kind of mo I'm going to look like and all of that. But yes, looking forward to that. All right, enough of me tooting my own horn. What is going on locally, Mr. Crenshaw? Oh, let me stop you. I can tell you, congratulations, man. You and your brethren had an event this week, and the brethren being those of you who are privy enough to elect the Hall of Fame members.
Okay, for the high school football
Hall of Fame. For the high school football Hall of Fame.
Yes.
You had your big night this past weekend. So that is what's going on. And that's what happened.
That's happened.
Please regale us with what that event was like.
Well, first I want to run down these college scores.
Oh, man, you're going to make us wait.
Well, you know.
Give me that nice setup there and everything.
Okay. Well, then what then I'll do this first
Yeah, because we might have some questions. Noelle and I have been sitting here waiting to find out. We got questions.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, it was me, and, of course, Chris Parker was there as well.
Shout out to Chris Parker, the coach.
Yeah, absolutely. That's High School Scoreboard Show. And at the College Football Hall of Fame for the third class, 30 members recognized and greats. My goodness, some of the we have, you know, people who've played in Super Bowls, people who've played in national championship games, but some just were great, you know, high school players, some that people maybe didn't know were from Georgia, like Frank Broyles, who was known for, you know, at Arkansas and coaching national championship team, athletic director for many years, Decatur High School, you know, went to Decatur High School right here in the area. So, you know, from that era, from the pre-integration era, one person we were really happy to see last night that I enjoyed getting a chance to see, went to Washington High School many, many, many years ago, and he had a chance to meet Silas Jameson. And I had heard what a great player Silas Jameson was many years ago at Booker T. Washington High School. He was recognized there last night. But a number of guys from a fairly modern era that we've heard from, people like Jonathan Dwyer, Thomas Davis. And Thomas Davis came from a small town. And Randolph Clay High School. So that's you had some guys from the city, some from small cities. But the to me, the cool stories last night were some guys who maybe you didn't expect to make it. A lot of guys knew it. You know, you have those guys who knew they had it in high school. They knew, a guy like a Leonard Pope. He was in America's, which is, you know, not a thriving metropolis, but they've had enough great football players come from there. And the way this guy's put together, you figure, okay, he's going to University of Georgia. He's going to go on and play, you know, in the National Football League. You saw guys like that, and you say, okay, I get it with somebody like him, obviously. But then you have guys like Jesse Tuggle, who was undersized, you know, and only got scholarship offers from, like, Valdosta State and West Georgia. And wouldn't you know it, he would choose Valdosta State instead of the alma mater. You know, but
she's banging on the door.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. Yeah, she's from West Georgia. Okay, I forgot about that.
You know, but I mean, you know, it's great. And we joke about that all the time when I see him. But it was great to see him last night because, you know, he talked about the fact that, and he gets to go on and play at Valdosta State and then go on and play for the Atlanta Falcons and have this long career, take the team to the Super Bowl for the first time. It's just hearing those stories and being around them in the company of them last night. I tell you something else that reminded us. We always talk about the running backs at University of Georgia. Last night we got a reminder that Georgia Tech has had some pretty good running backs as well as guys who went into this Hall of Fame this time. Eddie Lee Ivory went in last year.
Great name.
Great name.
This
year you had Robert Levette go in. You had Joe Burns go in this time. You had Jerry Mays go in this time, and Jonathan Dwyer. In the last two seasons, you had five of the best Georgia Tech's greatest running backs you know, all played their high school football here in Georgia, who went into this Hall of Fame. So, but it ended up with some Bulldogs at the end. We had Alec Ogletree out of Noonan. They came up there. It was great. And Hudson Mason, who went the last route in Marietta, some guys who ended up playing. So the Dogs balanced it out last night. It was great. Okay. But it was great to see and hear from so many of them. One guy in particular, Terry Harvey, and I remember covering him when I was working in North Carolina. He was playing at NC State. Went to Decula. And I didn't realize it. This guy was like Jeff Francoeur before Jeff Francoeur. He was that player from Gwinnett County.
Two-sport player?
That played everything great. He played both in college. He was a great pitcher at NC State and quarterback of the football team. You know, he was both. And he doesn't get back to this area this much. He lives up in Raleigh. So it was cool seeing guys like that come back. And this is what I hope we get to do. Because last night there were four high school football teams that had members of their current teams there because people from their schools were being inducted. Shout out to Decatur High School, LaGrange. These guys came all the way from LaGrange up to represent for an alum that was being inducted. South Gwinnett had a number of their players, and Cale had some players. Wouldn't it be cool? And Chris Park and I were both saying, some of these teams, some of these players are people that they've heard about and maybe they haven't seen. It would have been nice for some kids from Decula to have been there last night because Terry Harvey doesn't get back to the school. And so they hear about him. They see his name on stuff. They see his, you know, picture and whatnot, and he's in town. It would be neat if you could have two representatives, maybe team captains from the high schools, stand there beside these players.
This thing is growing, right?
You know,
so that's an idea that you might want to bring up.
It's something that we may do. So I thought it was great last night, and obviously some that are no longer with us. We, you know, Demarius Thomas, obviously his mother was there to accept on his, you know, in his memory. So that it was a great night, and great congratulations once again to all of the new inductees into the High School Football Hall of Fame for the state of Georgia. Something great we do. All right, going to run down these college scores before we run up this block, because D. Led is ready. I've already texted him, and he's waiting.
Uh-oh.
He's down in Tampa. He's ready to go. All right. We know what happened with Georgia Tech yesterday. You know what? I got to see. Noel, look up what happened with the alma mater yesterday. I got to look up the rest of these. We got Georgia State on the road. The running game was back, looking good, but still App State wins. Georgia State has yet to beat Appalachian State. 33-26, the final score in that game. Mercer's a winner yesterday. They beat Western Carolina 44-34. Mercer's now 7-1. West Florida beat Shorter, 35-16 final score. Albany State's a winner. They beat Edward Waters, 42-34. Morehouse falls to Fort Valley. Big crowd for Spellhouse homecoming weekend over there. 42-20, Fort Valley wins that game. Clark Atlanta falls to Miles, 49-28. They got Trinity, 38. Berry, 35. Berry is 5-2. Reinhardt's a winner, 63-0 over St. Andrews. And LaGrange is a winner, 52-16 over Greensboro. And what you find? Wow. And another one. Where they play that one? Did they play that one in Carrollton? They go on the road for that one. I forget where they go. Homecoming was last weekend. They were at home. Man, a tough one for them to lose at home. The alma mater dropping that one. See if they can get things, you know, turned around and finish the season strong. This first year, you know, is difficult in Division I. Of course, when we talk about this week, we talk about local schools and college. We talk about Kennesaw State with the upset win that nobody saw coming, the win over Liberty. You know, undefeated Liberty, Kennesaw State hadn't gotten a win in all times. You know, this if they win this week against Western Kentucky, they might want to move all their games to the middle of the week.
Man, you know, like that game really to me showed the parity that we're starting to see now in college football, because Liberty was undefeated. What?
Yeah, you know, they had dreams of being that group of five team that gets into the playoff. That's what they were hoping to get.
And then you got Kennesaw, who've been struggling in their new upgrade in conference, and then they beat the undefeated. It's crazy. College football is crazy right now.
That's why we couldn't describe what we were talking about earlier with any sort of intelligence, because we don't know.
Yeah,
and decisions are being made. What's the story that Nick Saban told on game? By the way, he is just fabulous.
Any great on that?
He is just surprisingly a mile and a half better than Belichick. He's just really, really fun. I love his nothing speech. He told that a couple weeks ago. I love that, man. But he told a story about the changing nature of college athletics, period, but he brought it to football and talked about how he has the recruits to his house when he was, you know, still there. And he and Miss Terry would welcome them and cook them and all this sort of stuff. And, of course, she'd spend time with whoever, you know, on one side of the house, and Nick would be talking to the kids. And he said that just a few years ago, she came up to him and said, "Why are we doing this?" Because it was about, you know, we were reassuring these parents of what we were going to do for their kids and get them ready for not just making it to the pros, but get them ready for life and show all the positive things that you want to hear. And she said, he said that she said to him, "All they care about is how much money we're going to give them." This is Miss Terry at Alabama saying this. Not the prestige of being a part of Nick Saban's program. This goes back a few years. It started with them.
Yeah.
How much y'all gonna pay me? Otherwise, we're gonna talk to Auburn. We're gonna talk to, you know, Jimbo when he was still there. So again, that was to what everybody is scratching their head at, and Noel's talking about it. At least we know what it is.
Yeah.
That's the best part of it. We don't have to guess what it is. We know exactly what it is.
But where is it going, and how long will the money last?
That's the question.
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. We're going down to Tampa next. D. Orlando Ledbetter will be joining us, getting us ready for Tampa Bay and Falcons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sam and Greg on this 27th day of October. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Listen, this guy's on the road. He's still waking up and giving us a call. Would you do the honor, sir?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we talked much with him since he's been to Canton, Ohio.
I don't believe we have.
I mean, this man is, if you go to Canton, Ohio, you will see him there, and he got to do a speech and everything. D. Orlando Ledbetter, yeah, man.
Okay,
rather pro football.
You're telling the audience I knew this, but you're telling the audience they should go check that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
you know what I mean.
This has got to be double prob for him because it's in Ohio.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right now, you know that's where our man's from.
All kind of good things. But I got to thank him this week because you know what happened this week.
I do, but you should tell the audience.
We're at Falcons this week, and Coach Rock comes in to talk to the media, whatnot.
And wait, and the audience should know who always gets.
D. Orlando Ledbetter always asks the first question.
All right,
he has earned the right to do that at all times, and he deferred. It's like he won the coin toss and said, "I'll take the ball in the second half."
Helen Willis never did that.
No,
she never gave it to Sam Donaldson.
D. Orlando, man,
was cool, D. Led. You got to finish telling everybody.
Well, I mean, you know, he caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that. So I appreciate that so much. D. Orlando Ledbetter, welcome to the show, man. Appreciate that, everything. Appreciate that very much, man.
Classy move, D. Led.
Sure, no problem. Greg and Sam, thanks for having me on the show. It was Uncle Sam's birthday, and let him have the spotlight that day.
See, that's love right there. I mean, I need to make him a chicken pizza. All right, D-Lit. Listen, I'm going to start off this way, and these are two teams that sit atop the division, 4-3 records. But going into this season, other than what we surmised the Falcons were going to be, there were people who believed the way they ended last year, Tampa Bay was going to be the biggest competition the Falcons had this year. Well, as they sit here tied, do you still see that despite how they got opened up last week in their game? Do you still see Tampa Bay making some noise?
Yeah, I still do. They're the three-time champs going for the four-peat. And if you watch that game, the Ravens tried to, stomp them out and blow them out, but they kept coming back. That defense just is a little bit too leaky, over 500 yards, against the Ravens, over 509 passing against the Falcons. So if they can tighten things up, which is Coach Bowles' specialty, they're still a formidable competitor in the NFC South.
I want to follow up with you on that. Do you going back to last week's games, Coach Broyles is getting a lot of grief about leaving Godwin in too long. Your thoughts on that, whether it was him or any player that's a starter like that when a game seems to be out of reach and keeping him in the game like that and then this injury happens?
Yeah, it was a two-score game. It was, they had just scored and got an onside kick. They were going down to score again and try it. You got to play to win the game. So I was fine with Coach keeping him in. I wasn't fine with his matter-of-fact comments after the game. He could have been a little bit more gracious and empathetic. But, that's, pulling straws at that point. The actual strategy was fine, but the coach's response to the media was condescending and a little bit disrespectful.
There we have it, folks. D. Orlando
Ledbetter. And I like Coach Bowles.
Folks, in case you're wondering, that is D. Orlando Ledbetter. And he is social. You can always find him at D. Orlando AJC at D. Orlando AJC. All right, today, Falcons are going to face a team that's down a couple of receivers. And the one question I asked this week, D. Led, was playing a division opponent so soon. They just saw these guys several weeks ago, but there's some differences with their lineup that they're going to throw out there today, talking about Tampa Bay.
Yeah, no doubt. The receivers are out, and, when you see that happen, you know the other guys are going to try to overcompensate and step up. So they're not going to be Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, but they're not going to be a bunch of you know, fit receivers either. And then they got a veteran in the group, Sterling Shepard, who, you know, has been around the block a few times, and he'll make sure them young guys are ready. But the biggest change, Sam, playing them so close, is that Anton Winfield's back, and Kalijah Kansey is in the middle of that defense. So the team that the Falcons threw for 509 yards on, they're not playing that defense. They're playing a little stepped-up version of that defense. So that's going to be the biggest thing on the defensive side of the ball.
We're watching for that. Now, why don't we shake off some things from last week? The slow start, obviously, is something that will have to change. You want to get off to a faster start. And just what did last week do for this Falcons team? I mean, sometimes you need a wake-up call. It's you know, you're still in your first half of your season, not your first quarter of your season, though. And that's kind of the nature of the NFL as well. But what do they do? What were the things that they saw that were glaring last Sunday that they want to really make up for today?
Yeah. The penalties, you know, the false starts were, you know, they had one on defense, three on offense. The offensive ones were operational. They could fix that. Kirk can't be trying to change the protections late in the clock. That happened three times on the first drive. So you can – that's easy. That's an easy fix. The other one were the two defensive penalties, hands to the face and running into the quarterback. On third down, when you were off the field, kept drives alive, cost you two touchdowns, led to you getting blown out. And then, of course, you know, you're down, you're trying to get back in, and then you have start the turnovers there. You get the sack, strip, and two interceptions. So – that's a lot of bad football that you can get rid of pretty quickly just by getting a lead and attacking these people down here while you're on the road. So it's all fixable. They might have been a little bit, you know, comfortable after sweeping the division, going 3-0, and now they're not comfortable. So they maybe can find their edge back and come down here and get a W.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I got to pull this from the side here because as we talk about this team this year and really enjoying how these weapons that last year weren't being used but are this year, I got to ask you a question from my neighbor Chris. Chris lives behind me. You heard me talk about him a lot, Sam. He's the one who got the big black Rottweiler named Cassius Clay.
Right.
All right. He wants to know, while he loves how Bijan and Drake London are being used this year, he feels like they're still trying to figure out what to do with Kyle Pitts. How are you looking at how this team, this offense, is using Pitts this year?
Yeah, that. I just had to figure it out. I had to ask him a couple times what was going on. And they're using him in more of a traditional tight end role. They keep talking about his blocking.
Mm-hmm.
And just look at the Rams and Alex Higbee. He's Alex Higbee. He's not getting the Cooper Kupp routes. Those are all going to London. That's why London's got so many targets. And, you know, if they start jumping London, then he goes to Pitts, and he's been able to get the 52-yarder, the 50, a 32, some big plays here and there. But, my, you know, Kyle's real short in his interviews, not real revealing. But one thing that he I asked was, hey, are they running the same routes you ran with Matt Ryan as a rookie? And he said he gave me a quick no, none of that. And that seemed to me to tell me that he's not really happy with what they're doing. But, you know, I need to keep working on that. But that seemed like that would make sense to me. If I'm Zach Robinson, I'm going to go look at that year and whatever was working to get him 1,000 yards. I'm going to have some of that into the, you know, I'm going to bake some of that into the offensive cake. But that's not in there, and I got to dig a little bit deeper on that and try to figure out why.
All right, spending time, wayfort.com hotline with D. Orlando Ledbetter, AJC. He is in Tampa where the Falcons take on the Tampa Bay Bucks for the second time this season later on today. Falcons trying to make it 4 out of 4 against division opponents. We'd like to see some more pass rush here, D-Led. You know, we thought we would see more of it. Maybe it's on the way. Maybe we just got to get some things, you know, worked out up front. But thoughts about that and the difference that could make today?
Yeah, no doubt. They had 1-1 last time. One hit, one sack, sack, and 6 hits against Geno Smith last week. But I talked to Jimmy Lake during the week conference about, hey, what about the pass rush? And, you know, we broke it down, went through the stories on AJC.com, went through each player and how he thought they were doing, and he gave me a lot of positive spin on it. But, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. They're last in the league with 6 sacks.
Wow.
And so they want to talk about getting the quarterback off the spot and all this happy honky-dory stuff. He said Judon and Abakedi are doing good. They're almost there. Their pass rush is evolving. He's just being nice. He's not going to blast his players. But, you know, the numbers are what they are. Judon came here with 66.5 sacks in his career. And he's got 1.5 sacks through 7 games. So, you know, he's got to get home. Arno Abakedi had 6 sacks last year. So we were thinking, oh, okay, he'll get better and get up to 10. You know, double-digit sack guy. He's got 0 sacks. So, you know, they can talk that move off the spot and hurry and knock him down stuff, but the pass rush isn't getting home. They need to do a better job of it. And I would have been a bit more respectful if he said that.
Listen, you know more than anybody what it looks like. So I'm just going to ask you this right now on the 27th of October. With your eyeballs, does this look like a playoff team?
Yeah, because it does, Greg. But, you know, they got to keep getting better. They can't keep going back like they did last week. And the fact of the matter is there's only one playoff team out there right now. That's Detroit. The rest of the conference is looking pretty scattershot right now. Nobody.
Even Minnesota?
Well, no. I want to ask him first. You're not scared about Hutchinson being down? You still putting Detroit there at number one?
Oh, that offense is powerful. Yeah, they could run it down your throat with both of those running backs, and the quarterback knows what he's doing. So they just came back and beat Minnesota. I don't think Sam Darnold, we haven't seen Sam Darnold do it for 17 games. So even though he got his face mask grabbed against the Rams Thursday night, I'm not willing to just wash away all those years with the Jets and I didn't like him coming out of USC, but I was the only one. So I don't count Minnesota in that group. San Francisco's hurt. The only team that I would pencil in for the playoffs right now is Detroit.
Wow. Before we let you go, speaking of quarterbacks, we're talking to Tua, got the green light to go back and play. Your thoughts on that when you hear that, D-Led?
Well, if he's going to play and he's going to slide, fine. If he's going to ram himself into players, that's not a good thing. I'm on the side of him trying to play, but playing the right way. He clearly wasn't. They haven't gotten through to him because there was no need for him to dip his head and run into somebody. I mean, I know, you know, you're playing football, but he's got to know that he's got to slide. Just live for the next play. They're going to be better with him out there than him injured. And we saw it a few years back when Matt Ryan was at the goal line against the Saints. And people wanted him to try to run over the linebacker. That wouldn't have helped out the Falcons or Matt Ryan. So this kid's got to learn that, hey, you know, I have this issue, and I need to take care of myself out there on the football field. Now, if he gets hit in a regular football play, then, you know, that's probably the end of his career at this point. So, yeah, it's kind of scary. But now the league's got better things in place. He should wear the Guardian helmet or one of the more higher security safety helmets. If you can't get through him and protect him and he can't protect himself, then I don't know if the league can kick a player out, but the doctors might be able to do that now.
I said earlier it's going to take an owner to step in and say, listen, I'm not having this player's passing on my conscience just to win a game. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I think it's going to come to that. Sam brought that up earlier too, that because I just wondered, at some point you got to step in and save them from themselves.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they talk about player safety. That would be the ultimate player safety move.
Yep. All right, D-Led, listen, bring the city back a win, and you guys travel safely, and thank you as always.
Thanks a lot, bro.
All right, I just want to make deadline. I'll let y'all worry about the wins.
All right, fair enough. Dear Orlando, Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg here. Coming up, as we move toward the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to spend some time talking about Kennesaw State coach Abdul-Rahim. Tim Scarborough, he's going to join us top of the hour. Going to have Terrell Thomas bring some NBA knowledge.
Because Hawks play today.
Yeah,
and they're off to a 2-0 start.
So we're going to talk to Terrell coming up. But there is money flying through the air. I got a couple stories. And if I told you, Sam, that Brad Pitt's going to join us, would you be surprised or would you tune in for that?
Oh, hey.
Well, he's going to join us.
All right.
Up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. And now coming to the plate, Chipper Jones. Played that one for a reason there. Anyway, how you doing this morning so far?
All right.
Yeah, man. We got stuff going on. There's money flying through the air. I had Noel play this because I thought of this person first the other night when Freddie hit the Grand Slam.
Okay.
And this was Chipper's walk-on music, right?
Oh, yeah, always.
And in a related story, this past week, Ozzy got inducted into, well, at least they showed that Ozzy Osbourne, along with others, got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ozzy just sat there. He didn't sing. And they had a bunch of musicians that came up and played his stuff. Playing his song, playing this song, of course, Randy Rhoads is his famous guitar player, but who came out and paid tribute to him? Wolfgang Van Halen.
Really?
Wolfie played Crazy Train. You need to see that video.
Nice.
This dude is stepping in. I mean, he never going to feel his daddy's shoes.
Yeah.
But he is carving his own little path out.
Okay.
And that's kind of cool. But, yeah, the people that were inducted, Tribe Called Quest, Ozzy went in there, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang,
mm-hmm.
Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, who, by the way, wouldn't walk the red carpet because they wouldn't let it. The drummer from Foreigner made a big deal about it. He wasn't going to walk the entranceway with him because they wouldn't let his wife walk the red carpet.
Whoa.
Go figure. Okay. Mary J. Blige got in.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it had a few members that didn't really make it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, although they should have changed the name of this thing years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Just make it the pop music or whatever, mm-hmm. but it ain't the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But how do you go those years without having Kiss in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? That was the beef he had with somebody. And Cher was another one.
Yeah.
And Cher finally got it. Sonny and Cher, obviously. Yeah. But still, Cher, what she did, the Rockets with Sonny, please. And so she finally got in. Anyway, wanted to throw that out there. But what was the other thing that I wanted to mention? Because there's a lot of stuff that happened within, fall under the show business umbrella. So I want to pace myself here. Let me give you some of the jobs that are going on right now and let you know there's money flying through the air. I know it's slow, but this is a great time to try and get some holiday money.
Oh, yeah, now.
If you're between jobs, you're looking for something else, there's behind the camera jobs. So let me start off with casting TaylorMade. They're doing Found in its second year. Big show. It's on NBC. I was in on it in the first season. They are looking for people to play guards. Couldn't be easier, but a lot of fresh faces. You're going to see that on casting TaylorMade, and you're also going to see for Stranger Things some general adult roles. They're going to have you be at a fitting, which means they're going to pay you more. Fittings are like $50 to $100.
Okay.
They're going to ask you to be a part of a hair appointment. They're going to get your hair straight because, remember, this is a period show. So they're going to pay you for that. So, again, casting TaylorMade got a couple opportunities for you to be on some top shows, Found and Stranger Things. Central Casting got a new network series on it's on ABC. Wink, wink, wink.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, they need a photo.
Can you say that?
Well, I just did.
Yeah, you did.
The casting directors sometimes aren't supposed to, but I didn't say the name of the show. I just said the network.
Okay.
So it's okay. Caucasian male, 6 feet to 6'2", got a 34 waist, wears a 42 jacket, good with a buzz cut or being bald, 18 plus. They need you to be a photo double in this. You get paid just like you are going to be on set. Rose Locke has got a project called ILB. It's got to do what I love, bouncers, basically. And there's a need for bouncers this week. There's a need for a featured role as a male executive. There's a need for shoppers. They're going to pay you to walk around and shop. They're going to feed you, too, by the way. So here's an opportunity to do that. Those are in front of the camera jobs. I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the camera. Starts with film industry and voiceover info. So I want to let you know about these. And, again, it is starting to pick up, Sam.
Okay.
It really, really is. And I was waiting for this to happen.
What? Why now?
Fourth quarter. I think that they realize, and I think the strike that was supposed to happen hasn't happened. I don't think it's going to be nearly as busy as it should have been.
Right.
But it's picking up compared to what was in the summertime.
Okay.
And I know that because I've done a couple jobs. Which takes me to my story. Are you familiar with Area 51?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't
I haven't been there.
No, no, I don't mean the real one that they have out in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes, New Mexico, right? Or is it Arizona? Yeah. I always get those confused. I'm talking about Roswell. Okay. Well, I'm not talking about New Mexico. I'm talking about the Roswell up 400. Have you been to that Area 51? Are you familiar with it?
Oh, no.
And Noel,
not,
are you familiar that with that place?
Not the one around here.
Okay, well, I find it kind of tongue-in-cheek and funny that they have this entertainment emporium. They basically got a Cineplex up there, the Aurora Cineplex. They got the Fringe miniature golf. Okay, they got stuff up there going
right
on. So it's
okay,
a nice little place to spend a Saturday or a Sunday. It's called Area 51. I find that funny. Well, I was blessed to be a part of a commercial this past week. Actually, okay, it was a project for a medical company. I gotta watch how I say this. So we're up there, and we're utilizing the miniature golf course all day. That's all we're at. We went from the miniature golf course to the front of the movie theater, which was our little base camp.
Okay.
Well, everything was going great, and there were probably about 40 of us out there in total, actors and the crew.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I see a cop car come flying in. Remember, I was talking earlier that I'm sending this out to the Roswell police. Well, Roswell police, please pay attention because I want to thank you. We saw this one cop car come flying into the parking lot and doing something, and the guy stopped first, and he let another guy out, and then the car continued. Then a few minutes later, I'm not in the scene anymore. So I'm standing kind of off to the side, and they're filming this other part there, and a few more police officers come flying in their SUVs.
Okay.
Next thing you know, I'm going, something's going on over here. Something's going on over here. Then when three more come flying in, I said it loud enough to stop the shoot. Mm. I was like, hey, something's going on over here.
Yeah.
And everybody turned, and there was Roswell's finest doing what they do at this Area 51. Now, I haven't got a official report as to the reasons for being there, and quite frankly, I had nothing to do with it, so they ain't going to pass on to me, and I don't think they want me broadcasting it. All I know is there was something going on inside of Area 51. They cleared that set, and a lot of us just started running anyway, but okay, they cleared that set like that. And we got to a safe area. They did what they had to do. It actually moved away a little bit away from Area 51, the actual building, into the what looked like the wooded area.
Okay.
Made sure we were cool from it. And after about an hour, we got to go back and shoot our stuff.
Wow.
But I want to thank the Roswell police for doing their job.
Yes.
All right. And like I said, it was a little kind of hairy for a minute because they came out in them cars serious. You know what I mean? We saw them get out, and they were serious. That's all I'm going to say. They were serious. They were at work, right? And they were thinking about their training, I'm sure, because something was going on. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. But here's the thing. We all left everything where it was, all right? And we were away from it for about an hour.
Okay.
As we were walking back, I was with one of the producers, and we're just talking, and I started looking at the equipment. Now, this is the top of the line video equipment that's here, and there's probably four of each cameras that are bearing equipment, everything. And I said, hang on a second, y'all were cool with leaving. He says, listen, I wasn't sticking around for that. That ain't my equips, not my personal one. We rented it, obviously. But I said, well, if something was going on in there and somebody ran out and grabbed that equipment, how much does that one camera cost? And it was a handheld, mind you.
Right.
Okay. $160,000.
Yep, I can believe it. I can totally believe that.
He goes, that's 160 right there, that one. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, God. the business of show business. Yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to mention that because that happened this past week, and I hadn't got caught up in some craziness like that on set before.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just thank the Roswell police for
they
doing
were on the spot.
Yeah, man. Now, I just gave you a bunch of switching gears here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Talked about being an extra. And since I've been doing casting calls since 2011, I have seen all manner of things on set having to do with just, again, the business of show business. But doing extra work is, it's want to, right? You got to want to do it, and it's fun when it's really, really fun. It's really, really fun. It's like a day at Six Flags.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a lot of hurry up and wait. But there's usually a payoff for it. But some extras, they get a little squirrely, and they think they know how they can circumvent the rules, right? Mm. And I've seen what happens. Like, you can't walk up on J-Lo if they're shooting a beach scene up at Lake Lanier and ask for a selfie. You will be excused. You can't go up and try this or that next to this star or that star. It will not work. Conversely, you can try some stuff on your own, and sometimes you get away with it, and sometimes you can't. Yeah. I say all that to say, don't listen to me. Listen to somebody who actually did it and explains what he did, and I'm going to say something afterwards. So, and why you should not do what he says. But going back to his early days, even somebody like Brad Pitt remembered being an extra.
But tell me, in those days, were you trying to scene steal? Because traditionally, extras are trying to sort of get themselves seen.
No, we try to get lines so we can get our SAG card, and then we can be working. It's catch-22. You can't be an actor without your SAG card, at least at that time. But you can't have your SAG card unless you have a line. But I was an extra in a Charlie Sheen movie, and I was a waiter. And they were all, it was No Man's Land, D.B. Sweeney, and they were all sitting around a big table scene. And I come up with the bottle, and I'm supposed to pour champagne. And I come around, and I think, man, I'm going to try to get a line in. I'm going to try. Because they're all having a conversation. Mm-hmm. I figure maybe I can slip this in. And I pour this young actress a glass of champagne, and I go, would you like anything else? And she looked at me and goes, and the director goes, cut. First AD goes, you do that again, you're off the set. And I go,
oh no.
All right.
Yeah, so people try to be slick that way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
get a Gesundheit in when somebody sneezes. Sometimes they'll let it go. Most times they won't. But here's the thing. Did you hear the movie that he was on?
Yeah.
It was called No Man's Land. This is Charlie Sheen, D.B. Sweeney, who, by the way, was also in Eight Men Out. D.B. Sweeney played Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Right, right.
And Hap Wilson, I think, was Charlie Sheen. Is Brad Pitt a bigger star than both of those guys?
Oh, yeah.
Then why would anybody on an extra when you're on set? You never know who they're going to be.
Yeah.
You know, and it reminds me of what happened.
But those are just the rules.
It's the rules.
Those are the rules.
And you're absolutely right. Right. You're absolutely right. And sometimes they're worth trying to bend. Sometimes you try to break them. It's like, you know, there's rules, and sometimes you can test them. So he was testing them. I think it worked out okay for him, but he didn't get fired from the set, but he learned a valuable lesson. But my point for bringing this up is, listen, when you get on set, you don't know who somebody's going to be 5 years from now. The person who used to tape me, Sam, me, was Melissa McBride, who had just got her own TV show. She just got the spinoff for Walking Dead and had been on the entire time Walking Dead had been on. So me and other young actors who had gone through Stillwell and Houghton Talent, Melissa was one of the people who taped you. Chase Paris. These are big time. Chase Paris is an award-winning casting director right now. Big Bulldogs fan. My point is there's a lot of people who have ascended through Atlanta and been a part of this.
Right.
And we are infinitely nicer than those people in New York and L.A. So when you get on set, man, you know, just bring that Southern charm. And no, it's not worth and on people.
Right.
Been a lot of sound effects this morning. But
very nice.
There's lessons to learn from that, you know, as we sit here in this casting call segment. But up next, I just want to get that behind us here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Next hour, as we get into the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to start off talking to Tim Scarborough.
Yeah, Tim Scarborough is going to join us. Guy who always loves to talk college basketball with us. And we're going to talk some college basketball. We're also going to reflect, though, on the accomplishments and the life of Coach Amir Abdul-Rahim, who we lost this week. That's Tim Scarborough coming up. Also, we're going to have Terrell Thomas. We're going to talk some Hawks basketball. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. You got Sam and Greg here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.